On today's MVP Baseball podcast, we talk about games 1, 2, and 3 of the World Series. We also discuss Rob Manfred's stupidity when it comes to the new rules that he is adding and how he is just destroying the game of baseball. We talk about that. And we also talk about the insane comments from multiple people that Mookie Betts is better than Mike Trout and that he is the best player in the game. But first, without further ado, let's get started. This is MVP Baseball. I'm your host, Zayden, and I'll be joined shortly by our three co-hosts, Jaime, Mason, and Carson. But first, we have the high-speed MLB game recap. Game 1 of the 2020 World Series between the Tampa Bay Rays and the Los Angeles Dodgers being played with fans at Globe Life Park. Clayton Kershaw on the hill for the Dodgers, Tyler Glasnow on the hill for the Rays. Bottom of the fourth, Cody Bellinger hits a two-run tank to center field. Top of the fifth, Kevin Kiermaier homers to right field, cutting the Dodgers' lead in half. Bottom of the fifth, Dodgers put up four, take a 6-1 lead in this game. Bottom of the sixth, Dodgers tack on two more, making it an 8-1 lead. Top of the seventh, Rays tack on two runs, garbage time runs. Too late. Dodgers win, take a 1-0 series lead in this best of seven World Series. Game 2, Blake Snell on the hill for the Rays. Tony Gonsolin on the hill for the Dodgers as they have a bullpen day. Top of the first, Brandon Lau homers to center field. Gives the Rays a 1-0 lead in this game. Top of the fourth, Joey Wendell doubles to deep right center field. Rays score two, take a 3-0 lead. Top of the fifth, it's Brandon Lau again. He homers to left field, giving the Rays a 5-0 lead. Bottom of the fifth, Chris Taylor homers, cutting the deficit to three. But that wouldn't be enough as the Rays win 6-4 and tie the series up at one game apiece. A pivotal game 3 between Charlie Morton and Walker Buehler. Top of the first, Justin Turner homers to left field, giving the Dodgers a 1-0 lead. Top of the third, Max Muncy singles, giving the Dodgers a 3-0 lead. Top of the fourth, Dodgers tack on two more runs, making it a 5-0 lead. Top of the sixth, Austin Barnes homers, which would then give the Dodgers a 6-1 lead after Willie Adames doubles in the bottom of the fifth. Dodgers take Game 3 and take a 2-1 lead in this best of seven World Series. I'm starting in 3 seconds. I now welcome in my three co-hosts, Carson, Jaime, and Mason. We're going to talk about World Series Games 1, 2, and 3. Rob Manfred's stupid-ass decisions, the stupid Mookie and Trout debate that has been going on. And also Yadier Molina's dumb Instagram post. But we're going to start with game one. Go ahead, Jaime.
So for game one, I was thinking that Glasnow would do good against Kershaw. But, like, I was expecting Glasnow to be, like, super fly. But Glasnow wasn't super fly. He was super bleh, and he sucked. Tyler Glasnow really cramped my style. He did really bad. Oh, but and the Dodgers bats are pretty good. Like, I think we all already knew that, though.
Well, I think you're just trying not to give credit to Kershaw because, you know, you're a D-backs fan.
I mean, he did good. He did good. He surprisingly did good. Well, I'm gonna predict that he does bad because when higher leverage, that's when he sucks. That's all I have to say, Zayden. I hope you know that.
That's all you gotta say? You just think maybe he's gonna get worse?
Probably not.
All right.
But Glasnow wasn't super flying. All right,
Mason, you're...
Before I say anything, I just wanted to let everyone know that Jaime is a prick. He can fuck himself and rot in hell. But, fuck.
I love you too.
Bitch. But Glasnow sucked absolute shit. Couldn't even make it through five, although it get a good number of strikeouts. Gave up six runs like a dumb shit. And their bats did not that great, but they weren't terrible. But the Dodgers' bats went off, scored eight runs, and postseason Kershaw is officially a myth. I think we all can agree on that.
Nah.
Yeah, did you see, actually? I forget what it was, but they post this one Twitter page posted that Kershaw has like 9 postseason games of going 6 innings and giving up less than 2 runs or something. Six innings and one run given up.
But I think the thing with him is it's more of like high leverage games, or you know, games that like elimination games.
Well, he had a good postseason ERA.
Don't you guys pay attention to more FIP and like walk rates and strikeout rates?
On the postseason.
I mean, if he goes 6 innings and gives up one run,
it's like 7.
Don't be dumb like normal. Just.
Yeah, don't be a Cubs fan.
Well, you're a D-back.
He did good. I just said he did good earlier.
Sport steroid users.
Yeah, I could tell Marte.
I mean, the Mets have a history of drug use, but let's just ignore that.
I know about that 1986.
They took a ton of cocaine. I wish I had some.
Of course you do.
You probably do.
All right.
Oh.
All right, where were we? Oh, yeah, Carson, your turn. Carson, game one.
Carson.
Kershaw looks pretty good. I think I can now.
Wait, what?
Are you talking about game one? I'm sorry, game.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Kershaw looks game one, good. Yeah.
Glasnow wasn't at his best.
No shit.
He
was cramping my style.
Your style sucks in general.
Bellinger hit a missile and pimped it.
And dislocated his fucking shoulder. Like, what the fuck, man?
Like, kind of like how Kendry Morales hurt himself celebrating the walk-off when he was with the...
The Braves? Wasn't it the Braves?
What?
Didn't someone get injured one time from the Braves? He got a walk-off grand slam. He got injured.
I don't recall that.
Me neither.
This is why we call Jaime a fucking dumbass.
Keep going.
All right, that's all I have to say. All right.
The problem with Glasnow is he's a two-pitch pitcher. He needs that.
Maybe he should rely a bit more than just filth.
Yeah, I mean, if his curveball isn't hitting the spots, then I mean, they're just gonna hunt fastball, basically. I mean, he's got fucking amazing stuff, but he just doesn't have the. He'll like 10 strikeouts. I think it was against the Yankees, and then gave up 4 runs.
Oh my god. Took 4 seconds.
Zayden, you're lagging.
What?
You're lagging like hardcore. Oh. You're lagging too.
God damn it. All right.
What the fuck? No.
Fuck, get out of here.
Demonstrating what it sounded like.
All right.
I literally said four seconds. Fuck you.
What was the last thing you heard?
You're like, whoa.
All right, Glasnow, like, I think it was against the Yankees, gave up 4 runs, had 10 strikeouts, and it shows he has nasty stuff, but he just doesn't quite get it done right now. All right, game two. Go ahead.
The Rays wish they could what was he saying again? Tony Glosslyn sucked, or Tony Glizzy. He is just terrible. Dustin May, who has no eyebrows whatsoever. It kind of scares me. He has no eyebrows. It scares me. Brandon Lau went off. He had like 2 home runs. That's kind of cool. And Blake Snell, the Lizard, he forgot. He wasn't thinking about Apex too much tonight as he was like the Yankee series.
I mean,
yeah, but it's better than Mueller, like his other 2 performances. He did good in game 3. I guess I'm going to say that.
Wait, what the hell did you say?
He kind of like a Walker Bueller.
All right. Just keep going.
The Rays played good. Diego Castillo is a stud. And I think that's all I have to say.
All right. Next.
Well, Gonsolin couldn't make it through 2 innings. Gave up 1 in every category. As in homer, strikeout, walk, run, hit. And innings 1-1. But the Dodgers, 4 runs is a decent amount, but the Rays just had more this game. Brandon Lau, absolute goat, 2 home runs. Drove in 3 or 6, actually. Then Wendell, the other 3. The Dodgers. Who was it? Seager hit a home run again. He's going off. Will Smith hit a homer. Chris Taylor hit a homer. Blah, blah, blah. 4 runs just wasn't enough.
I'm so boring.
Carson, go ahead.
Okay, fuck you, man.
So for game two, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
How do you pay attention?
Oh, well, I pay attention the game, but anyways. Brandon Lau hit 2 home runs, which was cool. It's odd to see him with a one-handed swing, but anyways. Bueller didn't look that good.
Oh shit!
Blake Snell was trying his hardest not to focus on Apex.
You are.
I said that. Oh, I said that. You just copied.
Oh, you didn't say God. Fortnite.
I said Apex.
Anyways. Damn it.
I hate you, Carson.
Damn it, Carson.
Please be original.
Okay. Well. That's all I have to say.
Oh my god.
Well, I'll actually, say something instead of talking about stats and the box score and taking stuff from Jaime. Brandon Lau is one of the most underrated players in the MLB. There you go.
He had 2 home runs.
Yeah, we know that.
Ha 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 Damn it. He's lagging so bad.
Just take a quick break. God damn.
Is he still lagging?
What the fuck?
God. Bro, your internet went to a your internet went from PlayStation 4 to a Game Boy. It did though.
Damn it. Damn it.
Oh my god.
Oh, this is a disaster.
Fix your internet then.
It's not my fucking fault, you fat prick.
What a week in Florida does to you.
Money for my fucking Wi-Fi like you do.
What do you mean? Bro, you're living in McDonald's right now. You're in the freezer.
What the fuck? Oh, okay. Am I clear?
Yes, for now.
It's maybe just a bit off topic.
I fucking die laugh and just tell me so I can, like...
It's pretty obvious.
Well, it's...
Switch it's back.
Funny.
No, it's fucking not. I can't tell when I'm lagging.
Comedy is subjective, Murray.
Well, if we start laughing, then you know that your Wi-Fi is fucking up.
Okay, where was that?
You're copying me about the Dodgers.
What? No, you just said... No, you fucking stated the obvious like you always fucking do.
I mean, that's what happens.
Yeah, but we just had Jaime and Mason fucking reading off box scores, and they just told us that.
Carson copied off me. What are you talking about?
But you don't need to say Lau hit two homers when Mason and Carson already said that.
Yeah, oh yeah, I know, but I'll still do it.
Goddamn. Okay, Brandon Lau is one more time.
Are you cutting this out of the podcast?
No, I think he pitched better than what this... The final line gave him. Yeah, he walked four, but his actual stuff was good. Gonsolin sucks ass. Everybody already knew that. Game three. Jaime. Game three.
Okay. I swear that wasn't me. I swear that wasn't me. Okay, so let's just talk about how awful Mario Morin today wasn't that good. He couldn't pitch to Justin Turner and what's his name again? Is it Seager? If his life depended on it.
He gave up a home run to the to fucking Austin Barnes.
Yeah. Austin Barnes laid down the most perfect bunt ever. It was good.
Kurt ass gave up the homer to Barnes.
Well, yeah, Morton. But Barnes still got like an awesome bunt.
Dude, just
someone edited the video of the bunt to make it look like the home run he hit.
Yeah, there's a Japanese dude who hit a home run bunt, a bunt off a home run.
All right, gotta cut that out. What? Podcast.
What? I said Asian dude.
Oh, it's 2020. Okay. You can't say anything.
Walker Buehler, I criticized him because he gave up a lot of walks his last couple outings in the playoffs. He seemed to clean that up, definitely. He struck out, like, 10.
He has, like, a 189 postseason ERA.
I say he gave up a lot of walks, though. He did.
He's pitched amazing. He actually has a really...
We gave up a lot of walks, though.
Season stat line.
He gave up a lot of walks, though. He still gave up a lot of walks.
Does it? What were his final stat line, Timmy?
For today?
He still has a 180 ERA.
For the fucking whole postseason. And his whole postseason career has been...
I mean, his ERA is good, but he still gave a lot of walks.
Dude, get out of here, man.
Oh, my God.
If that was a D-backs player, you guys would have been like, oh, yeah, he gives a lot of walks.
No. Yeah, he's a D-backs player would never have a 1.9 ERA in the postseason or something like that. Whatever the fuck it was.
I mean, Randy Johnson, but let's move on.
He's a D-back.
Better than any of the Cubs players in that time, especially steroid-using Slam Sammy.
Oh. I don't know how you're going to compare a batter and a pitcher, but... Just move okay, the fuck whatever. On.
Randy Arozarena, he's better than Derek Jeter, aka Captain Giftbasket.
That homer was like garbage time, I mean, that didn't
still a home run. Matter. Still a home run. G-Man Choate yeah, was amazing at first base. He made some pretty cool tags. They're pretty good. Austin Barnes somehow hit a home run. I'll probably ignore that. Mookie Betts stole a base. Mookie base. Okay. Mookie base.
Shut the.
Yeah, Mookie's still good, two. But not better than Trout.
We'll get to that.
Obviously, we'll get into that.
But in general, the Rays just wish they could pitch against Gosselin and May again.
Gone.
Fine.
It's gone.
Glizzy.
I mean.
But in general, the race sucked today.
Talk.
All right. Next.
Mario Morton.
Yeah. I don't know when we're going to talk about
Shut
how Zayden said
up.
That the Rays are going to win
up.
Because.
Well,
if you don't
backtrack
later,
on
then
it,
I'm
but
gonna.
He said that I can't backtrack either.
No, I'm not. I already fucking blogged about it, you dumb cunt. And no, I'm not fucking editing that out, so keep going.
Anyway. Okay, like I care.
Anyway, Morton. Was not the Morton Zayden expected. Yeah, not very good ball game for him. 5 runs in 4.1 innings. What the hell, man? Get your head out of your ass. You're supposed to be better than that. Then, of course, John Curtass comes in the game and gives up a home run. That... all she wrote for the fucking Rays pitching. Batting, that was dog shit too.
I just realized that.
What?
I'll get to it here in a minute.
Is it the Rob Manfred thing?
Right.
No, it's about my fucking blog I wrote.
Okay.
Anyways, the only runs the Rays could get was from an Adames hit, and imagine this, a Randy Arozarena home run. Who would have guessed? The man is just on fire in the postseason. He cannot be stopped. He's about to break the home run record in the postseason for rookies, I think.
Who has it? Derek Jeter?
He's like one. I think he tied it.
Jeter has it, right? Is it or is that the hit?
He tied it, didn't he?
Didn't he just pass
yeah, he
Jeter and hits or something?
He's tied with Barry Bonds and a couple other guys.
But yeah, I think he just beat Jeter and hits, though, right? Well, I mean,
I don't know. All I heard was that he tied the home run. But that's the only thing that went right for the Rays today. But a lot went right for the Dodgers. Justin Turner took a shit on Morton. maybe if Morton would have got out of that first inning, he would have had some confidence going into the next innings, and he would have done good. But just wasn't the case.
Right.
And. Barnes hit a home run, I know that. No, bunt that. It's no shit that he had a home run, idiot. I'll say it if I want.
Yeah.
I said that too. Great bunt. Hey, prick, I'm talking, not you. Mookie stole a couple. I said that
still copied me,
so shut the hell up. And Bueller. Bueller was this.
Disgusting.
At least to everyone. He's just continuing. Fuck off. He's just continuing his postseason dominance. 10 strikeouts through 6. I think that was a record for a World Series game. But, yeah, Bueller's just dominant. And the pen came in. Did good, except for Jansen. I don't know. Jansen's just sucked this year. I don't know why, but he's just
a lot better than last year.
We've seen before. He still sucks.
Well, his heart's a lot better.
Shut the hell up.
That wasn't an insult, guys. Please don't take that seriously. It wasn't an insult. All
right, no Carson,
flakes.
Go ahead.
On anyways. Oh. So game 3.
Damn it.
Turner just crapped all over the Rays. Good defense. He hit well. He hit
Any
that
coffee.
A missile off the board. Austin Barnes hit had the bunt, the perfect bunt that got that scored a run, and he also hit a home run off Morton. Bueller looked pretty good tonight. Well, decent, I guess.
Pretty good.
Decent.
Hell.
Decent.
Yeah, he looked terrible tonight, actually.
Try fucking outstanding.
All right. And that's
God damn it.
Really
just go.
All right. Yeah. Rosarena passed Derek Jeter with most hits in a postseason by a rookie. Right. The most overrated.
Jeter's overrated.
Well, I would say more of his defense, but like.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah,
overrated.
All right. Let's just.
But he's still overrated.
All
aspects.
Jeter.
All right. Edgar Martinez is better than Frank
Thomas.
Better
than Mookie.
Stop. Okay, we'll get to that.
So when are you bringing up what? When are you gonna bring
up
the thing
right
about
now.
Morton? All
right. So I wrote a column. You can find it on MVPSportsOnline.wordpress.com. I said that the Rays should be favored. That Morton was gonna pitch great. That this game was going to hit for the under 7.5 runs total. That the Rays were going to cover the 1.5 run. And I was wrong on everything.
Yeah, maybe you should make your predictions off betting stat lines.
What?
Maybe you shouldn't make your betting. Maybe you shouldn't make your predictions betting lines.
What the fuck? Why?
That's you.
Are you a fucking dumbass?
No, that's you, man. That's all you.
Why shouldn't I make my predictions off of that? Why?
Because you never know what happens. Baseball's pretty random. We can't admit that.
Exactly. But people still gamble on baseball. And I was wrong. So I'm just already like obviously it's unpredictable, Jaime. But Morton has pitched great. I don't think anybody would have thought that he was going to pitch bad today. I said Bueller was going to pitch good also. I just didn't think Morton would be this bad. So I was wrong on every single thing. Of course
well, loser.
I was. Whatever I say, it's the exact opposite. So I'm like the second coming of Bob Nightingale. So that's game 3. Anybody else have anything to say?
No, because Carson's just going to copy us
okay.
again.
All right, next topic. All right. Next topic. Rob Manfred. Yeah. Stupidity.
Manfred.
He wants Manfred. To keep. What assholes?
Rob Manfred.
Rob Manfred.
Will you guys shut the fuck up? I don't say Tony whatever the fuck imagine he said. I don't say John Carlos. I don't say Jarrett Cole.
Imagine misspelling a player's name, Zayden.
But I don't.
Yeah, you just did. Rob Manfred.
It's not a player.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Can we just
move dumb? The fuck
up? All right, can we just get to the goddamn topic? All right. He said, what'd he say? He wants to keep the runner on second and some variation of the playoff format.
He wants to get rid of defensive shifts too, or limit them.
Yeah.
All right, Jaime, can you just go?
Okay, so I think we've already established 100 times Manfred's dumb. The whole community knows that, actually. He showed it again for why he's dumb. To be honest, I don't think he actually cares about baseball. Let's just say this right now. For a person who keeps complaining that, like, baseball needs to be more interesting and they're trying to increase the runs, it would be dumb not to keep the DH in the National League. And the players would like it. I don't know a lot about the shifting. But for the playoff stuff, I don't like the new playoffs. I think we all don't like it for the new playoff format.
Wait, what did you say about the shifting?
What happened?
What did you say?
I don't know a lot about the shift, but it's kind of dumb just to get rid of it because it's like a whole other level of strategizing for baseball, which adds a bit more like depth. You know what I mean? But okay, yeah. let's just say this right here. Why keep the playoff format? I don't like the playoff format because how baseball works at this point, we're going to start like baseball is just like normalizing. I don't have to explain it, but they're going to start encouraging like mediocrity. You know what I mean? Because it seems like the Brewers got in.
Well, no, Jaime, they're decreasing the importance of the regular season, which is 100.
Oh, that's true, too. At this point, Rob Manfred will probably check in the season and a half.
I'll fucking kill him.
The only reason he wants the playoff format is just to make more money, but good luck making money when you can't schedule correctly. Okay, that's all I have to say.
If he wants to take all the fun and excitement out of the game, he might as well like ban trades or something.
All right, Mason, go ahead.
Well, I mean, just I'm going to say this at the beginning and I'm going to say this at the end. Fire Manfred. Holy shit. He is god awful. Why is he still in control of this league? He is trying to ruin the game. He hates it. He's doing nothing to help it. Like, everybody hates the runner on second in extra innings, and he wants to bring it back. He's just bringing back everything, he's bringing back everything that people are hating, like that and the new playoff format, and he wants to ban shifts to an extent. Like, what the fuck? I don't know if he was shooting up before saying all this, but sure as hell is acting like it.
He probably got it from
high. No, he took meth. I usually cook in.
God damn it. Anyways, he just hates baseball. I don't get it. He shouldn't be in charge anymore. But Selig
was better. Miles better.
Not anybody ever.
I think I could be a better commissioner.
That may be pushing it. Because you'd market all the small teams more than the teams that actually do shit. You wouldn't do it evenly. Come on.
You'd probably start a petition to put all D-backs players on steroids.
At this point, Manfred should just let, if he wants to increase run production all the way, he should just, like, force pitchers to throw down the middle and, like, let them use metal bats and steroids.
I wish I could buy a bunch of steroids for the offense.
I mean, he already lets Ketel Marte use steroids, so.
I'm going to be honest. Coming into the year, I didn't think I'd like the DH in the NL, but I came around to like it, and the fact that that might not come back is ticking me off. Like, I just hate Manfred. He's so dumb.
He wants to make the game more interesting. Okay, increase runs, I guess. Oh, wait, but you're not going to keep the DH? Oh, then what are you doing?
There is no problem with how long the game lasts. They every major sport game lasts about the same time. Hell, I've seen that even MLB games have lasted shorter, too.
Yeah, what is this?
So I don't think there's a problem with how long they last.
Watch.
Well, nobody's gonna fucking take 10 seconds between each pitches like him again, so.
Yeah, White Sox legend.
Oh, fuck off.
Anyways, to end in conclusion, fire Rob Manfred. Fuck you. Go to hell. Eat a dick.
Carson.
So he says he wants more, like, he wants a more better, like, audience for the game. But it makes no sense how he's, like, doing all these stupid rules, like the expanded playoffs. I understand, like, because there's fans who, like, if you look at fans, like, for the Orioles or the Marlins, and their teams were made the play, well, the Marlins did, and they haven't made it since 2002, so they got more fans. But, like, taking away the universal DH is just stupid, because I'm not trying to be like a snowflake or anything, but you could risk an injury to a pitcher or something. And yeah, he just needs to be fired.
Wait, I know one fan base that's excited for the DH for being removed.
What?
The D-backs fans. Yes. They can see Madison Bumgarner hit 210 again.
I think Bumgarner's going to hit better than he's going to pitch.
Make shitty plays in left field.
Bumgarner will probably be their best.
Yeah. Didn't Bumgarner hit like two home runs off the D-backs on opening day a few years ago?
No. No,
yes,
he didn't.
Yes, he did. Let me
look this up. You're capping. You're capping.
No. He hit two home runs off the D-backs, and I think it was on opening day.
Nah, you're capping.
No, dude, he did it. I remember it.
Whatever. Keep going. Or whose turn is it now?
It happened.
Before I interrupted.
It's mine. You two are sitting here talking about Bumgarner.
Say your piece, Zayden. Pitcher.
I mean, he'll be the best hitter, but I have a question. So, do any of you guys not enjoy a good pitcher's duel?
I mean, from time to time, yeah.
So, yeah, for like the casual piece of shit baseball fan, like they want high scoring runs, you know.
But Manfred's gonna appeal to the casuals more than like, you know, the hardcore fans.
Like, I just don't understand. I mean, people say baseball is boring. They just don't appreciate.
Or no, they have the attention span of goldfish. Actually.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, but that goes hand in hand with pitching, kind of, Jaime. Because they could, if they appreciate pitching, they'd pay attention. No, they don't. Because
they do not.
They're piece of shit fans. So fuck the casuals. Fuck the runner on second. Let the game fucking play out. Okay, let's just see it. Who cares how long it is? I mean, I don't care as long as the right team wins. Everybody hates the playoffs. They were fine for this year, but I hate the playoffs. That's all that needs to be said about Rob Manfred being a piece of shit. Next topic. Mookie versus Trout.
Okay, wait, can I just say this? Can I say this real quick? I'm going to speak for all of us. No, I'm going to speak. We're all going to say the same thing. We all think Trout's better, but I think the thing is with the casuals, we're saying the dumb things about Mike Trout and Mookie Betts. That's what we're going to argue about. Yes or no?
Yeah, I mean Wait, what are we gonna argue
about? About how the casuals about the Mookie Betts and Mike Trout argument. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we already established the casuals are the dumb cocksuckers. I mean, they don't know what the fuck they're talking about. Those are the same people.
Should we explain this from the beginning, like how it started, like what, like with CC Sabathia?
Oh, I saw CC Sabathia, Nick Swisher. Who was it? Amir Garrett said they were on the same level.
Amir Garrett
said he was better, didn't he?
Some random baseball writer said.
Amir Garrett said Betts was better, didn't he? I'm pretty sure they said better, but let's keep going on.
So what I say, Nick Swisher? Oh yeah, let me just say something. I fucking hate Nick Swisher. He's a fucking idiot. There's definitely more, but those are just some off the top of my head. So I feel like we need to address it because people don't know what the fuck they're talking about. So let's see. Who had the better WRC Plus the last 3 years? So 2018, 2019, 2020. Anybody got a guess?
Michael Nelson Trout.
Check. Better WAR.
Well, if you do the last 4 years, Mookie had a better WAR, but like barely. Yeah.
No, he has.
Well, it depends what WAR you're looking at, actually. Last 4 years when I did my thing, but it depends what WAR you use because it's different.
I think one of Trout's worst years was 2017. So
just his worst year was like 2014, I think, and he was still MVP.
I mean, that's M&T, as Mason said.
My dumbass at MLT. God damn it.
Better WOBA the last 3 years. Anybody got a guess?
M&T.
Well, my...
Check. Mike Trout,
we can't agree. This is fact. Mike Trout is a better hitter by miles than Mookie Betts. Because sum it up as that.
Yes. So you know the year
Mookie that amazing season he had, like when they won the World Series.
And the Red Sox had the minor sign stealing thing.
Yeah.
Best year by far, by the way. Let me just point that out. Who had a better OPS plus that year? Trout by a good amount. And I think 2018 was one of Trout's best years, right? Pretty sure.
But he was like still.
But Trout the last 3 years has been better than Mookie,
I think. I think it was Betts,
yeah, I know.
Martinez, then Trout for MVP voting.
Which is terrible. And this season, I don't want to hear anybody talk about it because I think Mookie just had a better WAR and like that was it. And it's a 60-game season, so.
WAR is overrated.
People who say,
hell.
Oh, Mike Trout.
WAR is overrated as hell. Yeah. Plus, Mookie's only better defensively.
WAR's not as valuable as people say.
And plus, there's different sites that use different WARs, like how they calculate it. Yeah, I mean, that's what, if you're seeing a Foolish Baseball video, they usually do like B WAR and F WAR, like that.
So I've argued with people about this.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
They say it's because Mike Trout hasn't performed in the playoffs and that's it's not his fault. He signed that contract. Why the fuck wouldn't he sign that contract?
Zayden, you're lagging again.
All right. Am I lagging?
Okay, just wait a couple seconds and we'll talk.
My what?
Mason, can you hear him?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Keep going. Let's just try again. Yeah, I can hear you now. Yeah.
All right, you can hear me?
Yes.
All right. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah, the people who say, oh, Mike Trout hasn't performed in the postseason. And then I'll say it's not his fault. They'll say, well, why'd he sign the big-ass contract? Who wouldn't sign that contract? Is there anybody here?
Well, I mean, also the Angels look like they're going up, too, at, like, the Rendon signing, too.
Yeah, and Trout probably thought they were going to sign, like, Garrett Cole, but the Angels are the Angels, so.
Joe Madden.
Yeah, I also say picture to the chat of some weird, some ugly looking dude and said Joe Madden. I also saw someone say like Joe, like Mike Trout plays for a fantastic manager or something. Like ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Joe Madden's pretty meh.
So yeah, Mookie's just lucky he's played for two great franchises. Completely played with great players. Yeah, that's pretty much all I have to say. So,
wait, so let me say my piece on this. So, Zeta, I know you're talking about, I argued with the same person that I know you're talking about. They kept this guy like right here. So, this is one example, but for some reason, people think that one man can carry a baseball team, and sometimes they literally compare it to basketball sometimes.
It's fucking like ridiculous. I'm not even, that guy was a fucking idiot.
No, but here's the thing. Here's the thing that I think I this is one of the most smartest things I said. Actually, no cap. But a baseball player can only bat about 3 or 4 times a game and only field the balls that goes his way. While like James Harden or LeBron James can take as many shots as they want.
Yeah.
So the comparison's not fair. Also, for the point that he hasn't showed in playoff games, he literally only has like 9 at bats in playoffs.
And has a homer too.
Yeah, but still, that's an extremely small sample size.
Yeah, but I was just pointing out that he has a homer in those at bats.
That's true. This dude is bringing up he kept saying like a lot of fallacies or like things that went against him. There's too much to explain, but some of the arguments are ridiculous.
What year did they make the playoffs? Was it 15 or 14?
I think they played against the Royals or Indians. I forgot. I think it was the Royals. The World
Series. No, it was against the Athletics.
I thought it was the Royals.
Wait, the Angels?
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me look.
That was the wild card against the Athletics.
Let's see. 2014. LDS.
Is it the Indians or Royals?
They played against the Royals in the ALDS. I don't know about the wild.
See, what I tell you.
I said I don't know about the wild card, Jaime.
No, but Mason said the Athletics.
Yep.
Are we talking about the
he
Angels?
Said the wild card or something, I think. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure. Oh, that's when they blew that big lead. But let's get back on topic.
What the hell are you talking? Are you talking about the Angels? What the fuck? I thought it was Royals and A's.
That was a wild card game when they blew a lead.
Yeah. Oh fuck.
Yeah.
Does anyone else have a piece on like the Mike Trout versus Mookie conversation?
Oh well. It's a retarded conversation. It doesn't make any sense. Like, why would anybody doubt that Trout's the best?
It's like basically a popularity conversation. Like, I remember on Bleacher Report, SoftBank for right field rankings, they had Acuna over Betts and Yelich. Or it was like outfield rankings. They put Tommy Pham over Mike Trout, too.
What?
Well, you're
trolling us.
I'm not joking. They actually did that.
Oh my god.
You have to be joking, right?
On two damn eyes.
Wait, okay.
Who's going now?
Does anyone else have anything to say before we move on to the Molina thing?
Oh, God.
All right.
Nope.
Yeah, Mike Trout is better than anybody. And his first 8 years are better than Barry Bonds' first 8 years. So just
Wait. Zayden.
Yeah.
So that guy we were arguing with, so here's the funniest thing he said. He's a baseball player, and he's so basic for a baseball player. He thinks that wins actually matter in a Cy Young voting.
Yeah, he's pretty fucking stupid. Especially when he compared basketball to it.
Okay, now let's go. Are we going to talk about the Molina thing now? The disaster?
Yeah, we will.
Was the Molina thing?
Next, we're going to talk about Yadier Molina.
Race baiting a-hole.
Doing some back on his bullshit. Thinks he should be Gold Glove finalist.
He's such fucking crybaby.
Jaime, go. Yeah.
Okay, so here's the thing. So I've read the whole thing. At first, I didn't know what he said because the Instagram thing didn't translate Puerto Rican correctly. So he's saying that, but he said that. I have it too. But he basically said that they don't. So they say that he doesn't want. What am I saying? Okay, he's saying that the voters and the MLB don't want him to pass Johnny Bench just because he's a Puerto Rican, if I'm correct. Because Molina has 9, Johnny Bench has 10, and if Molina gets another one, he'll tie Johnny Bench. Well, that's a National League record. So he's saying that they don't want him to give a Gold Glove because he's Hispanic. But the all-time Gold Glove leader for catcher in general is Ivan Rodriguez, who is Puerto Rican. So there's just like a lot of flaws with this argument. We can't accept the fact.
Especially since Contreras was a candidate.
Gold Glove, like, every position.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah. They're from the same...
But here's the thing, too.
He's just jealous because it's not going to be...
Yeah, I doubt he actually have a chance to maybe all-time leader. Yeah. He's getting pretty old.
He literally thinks he... Even said himself.
Oh, he was like, "I'll ask other MLB pitchers; they'll say it." His ego is deeper than the Grand Canyon.
Thank you so much.
Oh shit! I thought of something, but I forgot to say it. If I think about it again, I'll say it. But does anyone else have anything else to say?
I got a lot.
Yeah.
If you let me go now.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, you can go ahead whenever you want.
Well, what he said is just downright stupid, despicable, and racist. If he truly thinks that he wasn't nominated because he's Hispanic, then he might be an actual retard because... Wilson Contreras is Hispanic, and he was nominated. Contreras happened to have better stats than Molina, which is why he was nominated. All three of them had better stats than Molina, which is why he wasn't nominated. So he's just going for the attention that he always wants to get. He always seems to just be needy for attention. Posting himself with the Gold Glove to... He's just a big crybaby. This is why the whole league hates him. Even some Cardinals.
Wait. I thought about what I was going to say. Can I say it real quick or what? Okay, so I told to the group chat earlier. So they changed the voting system, so it's more based off, I think, a robot like that actually looks at the stats other than just like namesake. You know what I mean? Because they usually use humans who probably don't even look at the stats. They probably just go off namesake. I hate the voting system for Gold Gloves. There's guys like Austin Hedges who are definitely who should win a Gold Glove.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jaime is having connection issues.
Hedges is arguably, if you look deeper into his stats, he was it's pretty close between him, Real Muto, and
Real Muto. He's on the Indians, so he can't be nominated for the, you know.
Yeah. Let's. I think we're gonna do after the World Series a Gold Glove podcast where we take them, but I don't know where the fuck I'm. He just disappeared like Charlie Morton tonight. So.
And the Rays bats.
What?
Other than Rosarena, of course, but you know, what would you expect?
Alonso's hitting ability.
Alright, I guess we'll finish off with this game. What is it? Game four. Yarbrough for the Rays, Urias for the Dodgers. Who wins? Carson, who wins tomorrow?
Two.
Give me your prediction. No score. Just give me your prediction. Who wins?
Dude.
Okay.
I got
you. Go ahead.
The Dodgers winning tomorrow.
All right, you got the Dodgers. Carson, who wins tomorrow?
All right, let me just add on.
We have a clear.
Yarbrough's done. He's done okay. But Urias has been going off this postseason. 16 innings of 16 strikeouts, 0.56 ERA, and a 0.63 WHIP. He's just going to dominate. Maybe unless he gives up a home run to a Rosarena, but other than that. Should we just text them and ask them who they think will win?
Prediction.
Oh my god.
Speaking of that, okay, I need to get my prediction. I'll get to that point. Rays win tomorrow. I don't know how long Urias is going to go. So I don't know how the bullpen will be for the Dodgers after him. We know what we're going to get from the Rays bullpen. It's going to be great. So, and I'm hoping the Rays win tomorrow because I want a long series. So, speaking of the Trout and Mookie, I think there will be a column written sometime soon. I think. No guarantees.
By me. By me. Yeah, there's a guarantee. I'll get it done. Written
sometime soon about why Trout is better. So go over to MVPsportsonline.wordpress.com.
Hold on, we're about to get Jaime's prediction.
All right.
Says the Rays.
Jaime has the Rays winning tomorrow. Probably because he hates the Dodgers. That's Jaime. The D-back.
Nobody knows what the fuck BMM is doing.
I'm just gonna guess
or Carson.
BMM picks. All right. I'm not going to guess, okay? I'm just going
to
write.
Yeah, it's not good for you to guess, man.
Call him tomorrow. Same as I did today, and hopefully don't get them all wrong. All right. This has been the MVP Baseball Podcast. Thank you for listening.